Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here now joining us on the line is the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks. Cole Swenson joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look, your team has been playing very, very well as of late, an undefeated week last week. All in all, you guys have won five of your last six to really end on your way to ending the regular season strong. And just, you know, in those five, the wins in five of your last six ball games, what's been some of the big differences maybe compared to some of the things that were happening earlier in the season?
Just the way we've been playing, good pitching. The defense has definitely improved. In the last stretch, and just our attitude when we step on the field, that kind of the nothing to lose attitude, go out, give it our all, and one at bat at a time, and one guy hits, the next guy's hitting behind you, and keep the boat moving.
I was at the game last week against Roland Story, and someone who really stood out, you talked about pitching, and Preston Vanderpool, I think it really the second half of the season, he has pitched some of his best baseball here in the second half of the season. And when you see, maybe compared to where he was at the start of the season to where he is now in terms of his level of pitching, what's maybe the biggest thing that's made a difference in his in his job in being able to raise his ability on the mound?
Yeah, just challenging him. At the beginning of the season, we kind of just knew what he had last year, and we're just kind of trying to carry that to this year. And just challenging him, send him out to the mound, make sure that he knows that he's got the stuff to beat teams, and his pitches are good enough to challenge hitters. And the first time that he really took that step was against Wes Marshall. He pitched against well the first time, and then the second time down at their place, he pitched really well. Kind of kept it close, kept hitters off balance, and just getting that confidence in him to know that his stuff is good enough to go against any team.
In another area, it definitely feels like it's been a big part of your team putting together this win streak here at the end of the season has been just the bats up and down the lineup. You've got the top of the lineup. You got guys like Owen Dunn. You got Jordan Johnson. You got Andrew Jensen. Landon Sogard, just to name a couple guys at the top of your lineup. But it's really been guys down at the bottom of the line, guys like a Landon Groof, like a Braden Young, like a Tyler Schachner has come in, or a Rylan Ubben that have really stepped up and been able to hit the ball well over the last couple of weeks. What have you attributed that to in their ability to really step up and been able to get timely hits to the plate as of recently?
For a lot of those guys, it was just kind of getting in the groove. A lot of them have been getting their first at-bats in varsity. Landon Groof, last year he was in the lineup, but it's just that experience of getting in the lineup. They've seen a lot of pitches now, so just challenging them, too, to make sure all we need is a ball in play and good things will happen. We don't need to hit it to the fence. We don't need to be perfect. Just put a ball in play, and that's kind of been the mindset that when they step in the plate that they're going to be able to hit the ball. We just have to put that on ball.
And looking at the slate coming up for your team, you guys are at Pocahontas area coming up tonight, weather allowing, but that will be a good non-conference test to end the regular season against a solid Pocahontas team at 7:30 p.m. Then you open up postseason play on Saturday. You open up with BCLUW at your own home turf in Jewel coming up on at Saturday at 7 p.m. before, if your guys are able to win, you guys for the second year in a row would see Mason City Newman here in districts. And when you look at tonight against Pocahontas area, then looking at the matchups coming ahead in the postseason, first BCLUW, and then the prospects of having to face Mason City Newman for the second year in a row. What's the feeling amongst the team going into this regular season finale, and how do the boys feel with this postseason map that's been laid out for them?
Yeah, just going into tonight, even we kind of forget about what we've done the last five games. That's what we have to do after a loss, and that's what we're doing after a win. We just know that we have to worry about us, play good baseball, and take when we get to the field, show up, play good baseball, and kind of respect every team, but know that we're going to challenge them, they're going to challenge us, and just win that first at-bat.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Pocahontas area.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Cole Swenson, the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're talking with CGD baseball coach Ryan Nail coming up next here on 95.7 FM.